what the name of the podcast should be.
I'm not going to do much talking today. I'm just going to sit and listen more than anything.
Oh, that's weird, because I decided to do the same thing.
Oh, you're not talking today?
Yeah. Sorry.
I feel like I talk too much.
Christian cast.
Christian, you take it away. Yeah.
The more I talk, the more depressed I am.
I've got opinions.
I have to meter it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get depressed the more you talk?
Yeah, because it's exhaustion.
Oh, really?
The more exhausted.
You feel sad the more you talk? The sadder the more you talk?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well...
We've talked about that before in this podcast. That's been covered.
And talking about it made me sad.
Yeah.
It's
already starting.
Let's just not talk much in this. Let's see how little we can talk throughout this. Thank you for coming in early. I know this is early for you guys.
Yeah, of course. You got to get your bread sliced.
Yeah. I realized as I was walking out the door here, I haven't taken a shower.
You got to take a shower before the hair salon.
Do you have any shampoo here that I could do like a...
We have a dish soap.
Dish soap.
No, I don't think that's good.
That'll work.
No.
They'll clean it. Yeah, they use it for ducks.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap early so I can wash my head.
You know, I just threw away all the lost and found. There might have been some. You remember there's always handbags shit in
there. There's always something.
Yeah, you get some good lost and found stuff here?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Too much. 87 tripods.
Yeah, lots of tripods.
300 fucking phone chargers.
Yeah.
Another 50 water bottles of various ascending.
Anytime
have a look.
You know those battery packs that you can just charge something on? It has like 8 hours of battery charge.
Yeah, you get a lot of those in here?
Tons of them.
Comics?
Anytime you're traveling, go grab one of those.
Is it comedians that leave them behind?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Because patrons aren't plugging their shit into the wall here, right?
No.
Like chargers.
Literally, one woman left a pair of shoes in the showroom. You'd be
a comedian?
No, a bloody audience member.
How could she leave shoes? She brought two pairs of shoes, or she walked out without her shoes on?
She brought two, she told me, when she came to collect
them. She came back to get them?
Obviously, when she came back to collect them,
you had to ask.
Was it snowing and she brought a pair to wear when she got here in boots and that kind of situation?
I think it was one of those like office woman things, you know, where it's like, oh, I have these to change into, and I don't know. It drives me insane. The amount of lost and found we have. Because it's I know I've explained this a myriad times. Why do I give a shit? It's not my stuff. It goes in a box. Here's why. Because I know that we're always going to be on the losing team. If we have comedians that can't even track their personal possessions.
Why does that put you on the losing team?
Because it means I'm working with people who fail to manage their lives.
Yes. But they may excel in other parts of their lives, like on stage, being funny. But they can be absent-minded.
Manage your life. That's the base. If you can manage your life, you will be good. You can't fail.
You know this. The creative, whatever, left brain, right brain. The creative person excels in one area but fails in another, right? Whereas... The person who's very type A and is organized and whatever you're saying, thriving, is not creative or funny at all.
Ah, well.
The two shall not meet.
I'm here to shoot that Death Star down. That's bullshit.
Okay, give me an example.
I refute.
You're not one.
I refute. I'm funnier than most of the motherfuckers in this place.
All right.
I manage my life.
Okay.
Trust me.
Now, this being said from a man I just saw eating a cheese sandwich, a ramen out of a plastic thing, a plastic ramen from the drugstore, a lime water, and a Snickers bar for lunch. I don't call that managing my life. I call that a spiral to fucking depression and a coronary heart disease.
Every single thing that you mentioned is by choice and for a strategic reason.
Whatever.
It is an example of lost and found, right? I'm walking past one of the fire extinguishers and I find this jammed into the back of it.
What is
that? It says Row for men prescription only.
Ooh, is that boner pill?
And it says Sildentine.
That's
boner
pill.
Yep.
Sildentine or whatever.
You found yourself a boner pill.
Yeah.
Let me have it. Why the fuck would someone? Why would you bring a boner pill
in case of emergency
and jam it into a fire extinguisher at a fucking
this
comedy
is a
club?
Big one.
I know.
This thing
for
is
a
like,
horse.
This thing looks like a Sucrets. Yeah,
you're never gonna fit that down lozenge. Down your Jap's eye, are you?
No, that's not how you take this. You take them orally.
It's a suppository.
Put it in there.
I was being witty.
Yeah, well, that was derogatory towards the Japanese people.
I don't know. I got it from Viz. That's what I get at. I got it from Viz, Your Honor.
Yeah. Okay, so you're exonerated. This is the biggest boner pill I've ever seen in my life.
Can you flip it around? I want to see it. That is huge.
I'm going to fling it across the room.
It's like, give it back. It's like a frisbee.
This is, I don't even know how many milligrams, but a friend once gave me some of these. Someone we both know. We'll talk about it off air.
That's how it got behind somebody throwing it like that.
It was placed. Oh, I'll put this behind this fire extinguisher.
I'm interested in that pill. It's so big, though. It's a horse pill. I don't know. I'd be afraid to take it. I'd have priapism for a month.
It's like a fisherman's friend.
Yeah, that's what it's like. That's
it's
a good.
Enormous.
That's a good
it's
description.
A lozenge.
It's a fisherman's friend. Yeah, it's a lozenge.
Oh, it must. It probably does. It probably melts under your tongue. It does. It says lozenge. It's not
a
pill.
So it melts?
Yeah, it says right here.
Oh, it's like a hard candy boner.
Right,
pill.
So you put it under your tongue. So
when you suck a fisherman's friend, it's great for him, but not for the fisherman.
Yeah. Well, I stand corrected. You are funny.
Yep. Put that.
It's proven
on stage.
By that pun.
Take that one to the bank.
Yeah. I once was given some pills, some sildenafils from a friend of ours, who's much bigger than you or I, or even Christian. Big fella. Used to play.
Not from the hot dog competition.
No, not Big Pat. Former college football lineman. And so I was wary of taking the pills because I thought they'd knock me down. They're very small, but I took them, and they didn't do anything. I mean, I was still able to achieve the same turgidity that I normally do, but nothing. I think I'm immune to sildenafil. It does not affect me because I am already able to get turgid. I do not have a problem getting turgid. I wanted to become more turgid. Do you know what turgid means?
Why does an American football lineman need a boner pill?
I don't want to say anymore. Anyway, that thing's caught my eye.
Well, why? For the flavor? If it's not
no,
do
the size of it is.
Oh, yeah. Well,
holy
Lord. Try it out.
I very often find wrapped candy on the floor in the theaters. And I'm
hard
always
candy?
Think,
oh, that reminds me.
And I'm always thinking, should I have this or is it going to be gummy weed or...
Oh, yeah. Don't pick up a hard candy off the floor.
Why are you
going to
eat candy off? You're going to eat candy off the floor?
No, it's in a packet.
Still.
It could be something like this.
Those are all checked out. Happy Halloween.
Laced.
By the way. No, they've checked them out. They've been eating them out of my candy dish at home. You're looking at them. You want to? Here.
Razzles. Were they developed by the
I'm a righty,
the,
so
the pornographic magazine of the same name?
I've never
from
heard
my
of that
childhood.
Magazine. Razzle.
Razzle was a British porn mag.
Yeah, we didn't have it over here on this side of the pond.
Did you have men only?
No.
Did you have Fiesta?
No. We had Cherry. Did you have that one?
Nah.
Did you have, you probably had Wii because that's French.
No.
W-O-U-I. How about Club International?
Club International, that was a Paul Raymond joint.
Oh, geez, you know the purveyors of these pornographic magazines?
Well, there was only two porn impresarios in England, so you were aware of them. Kind of like Larry Flint.
Was Larry Flint he over there? No, he didn't work over there?
Larry Flint didn't, know. Larry Flint and Bob Guccione.
Oh, Bob Guccione Repentance.
Was there, right?
Yeah.
Bob Guccione. Mate was a severe porn addict.
Yeah.
But did you used to find porn underneath hedges and abandoned?
What? In the woods, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, underneath hedges in the abandoned. Were you Geoffrey Chaucer over here? In the woods, yes, we would find, we would stumble across
like
them.
Like middle-aged men would be told, get that porn out of the house, and then they'd just stash
maybe.
It for a new generation.
I always figured it was other like other teenagers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because
they couldn't keep it at home.
Yeah,
you
hide
know?
In the woods.
Right.
Because
it was always like where the teenagers hung out, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like everyone's got that spot in the woods. Everybody goes to drink and smoke and, you know, and then hide their porn.
Yeah, that's what I always thought too. But it could have been middle-aged.
Yeah.
men out there hiding it from their wives. I don't know.
That's a sad state of affairs.
My father always hid his Hustlers underneath his sweaters in his sweater drawer.
Foolproof.
Yeah.
Well,
God, sweaters.
I bet it took you years to find them.
Nah, there's only sweaters in here.
I used to have to tiptoe from my room to his room, get it, tiptoe back into the bathroom, and then tiptoe back in there and put it back under the sweater. That's how that worked.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What do we want to start with here today? We've talked about your diet. We've talked about boner pills. It's Halloween coming up.
There's a lot of trick-or-treaters out last weekend, I noticed.
What?
Yeah. I was
it's not
right.
Like St. Patrick's Day. They don't trick-or-treat the weekend before.
Well, the thing is, Halloween's on a weekend this year. So yeah. I'm looking, and all these kids are out trick-or-treating. I'm thinking, can't you wait? It's a week away. You're supposed to wait until the day.
Maybe their parents want to get loaded on Friday, so they don't.
Oh, it's going to be a big one Friday.
No, maybe they all want to go out.
Oh, my God.
Who goes out for Halloween anymore?
Tickets.
Kids.
Well, yeah, exactly. Unless you're 21 years old.
Have you seen the ticket sales for this place Friday and Saturday?
Big numbers?
Yeah, of course.
Abysmal.
Oh, okay.
We're about to get fucking annihilated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Financially.
But adults, though, going out dressing up for Halloween, I can't.
Well, they go out to costume parties. I came across a costume party walking the dog last weekend.
A costume party, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's...
people still do those? I thought that was like from the
80s. For young people, that's how they... That's a fun way to meet and loosen up. Mm. And then you have the young women will wear like provocative clothes. You know,
I've been to those.
Halloween. And so it's like
I have been to, but we didn't call them costume parties. I think of like costume party. I don't know.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and like, you know,
I already told you I was
a costume party.
I was on, what's the island near New York?
Staten.
Isle of Man. Manhattan.
Coney.
Where all the
Staten
casinos?
Island. Long Island. Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. I was on Atlantic City.
It's New
Halloween.
Jersey, by the way. But
Halloween. And that was something. I think I already spoke about
it. Is that when you
it.
Went with...
with the whole... Yeah, with the whole that group. Whole fiasco.
Yeah. Yep. That was Halloween?
It was fucking Halloween. Geez. Didn't even know until we got there. Like, oh.
What did you go for there? Your Tootsie Roll? Fruity. Yeah, the strawberry Tootsie Roll.
Let me chew it really loudly.
Right on the mic.
Now, those Razzles, they appear to be candy, and they start as candy, but you chew them into gum. That's Razzles. Are you familiar with the Razzle?
And the flavor lasts about 7 seconds.
I was just going to ask. I could predict that.
Well, I'm going to eat a Razzle, because I want people to hear me chewing. This is what it sounds like. Yeah. I eat a Razzle.
This is an all-time high.
That's the sound effect sort of goes with the porn mag. It's like you reading Razzle.
Mm.
And
it's like an audio. Hey. It's an audio book for porn. Yeah.
It's almost like you're jerking off into the mic.
Oh, this is disgusting. This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Razzle.
Yep. Razzle, the magazine for men who know.
Mm. Bring in a copy next week.
We'll go through it.
You don't keep any hard copies of men's magazines at home?
Not with it.
They're in the woods.
Yeah. They're all...
under a bush.
No, what did he say? In the hedge abandoned.
Yeah. I abandoned them in a hedgerow by...
In a hedgerow abandoned.
Lane Tech, for the Lane Tech kids to find.
I'm back there.
Pollute them.
Let me know where. Yeah, by the river?
You know, there's that little strip of
I had golf
wood.
Balls there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it back there.
Put them all there for the kids from Lane.
Seems very rapey over there, right?
It's a skateboard park in
there. Yeah,
it's the bike ramp, like the bike park.
Bike ramp, mm-hmm. All that, yeah. By the
I just want to try that. It looks cool.
Mm.
Get a mountain bike and try to jump.
Yeah, I've done it. They got some pretty good jumps.
Is it hard?
No.
Get some speed pretty easy.
Well, you could go ass over tea kettle.
You could go ass
Put
over
that
tea
in
kettle.
Sentence. Do you come up with anything for him to say in American parlance?
We don't really have much.
Yeah, he knows everything. He's
I
been
know,
over here
exactly.
Too long.
Yeah, right. It's not going to be a fun game.
I'd like to, before we get started here, make a plea to my wife. She listens to all these, and she's caught up, and she doesn't understand why you're not putting them out more frequently. I said, he said he puts them out every Wednesday.
Yeah,
right after
one
the
a
show.
Week.
Yeah, he said no, he's not put any out in a while. She's been caught up for a while.
I'm gonna have to take issue with your wife's statement and say that that is a load of bollocks.
Yeah, I also told my wife that we were doing that thing about what he can afford, and she claims that you are. She thinks you are sitting on a mountain of cash.
It's a popular opinion.
Do other people here think that too?
Yeah,
really?
You play the skin flint. But you are, you know what a skinflint is?
Use that in a sentence.
Use that in a sentence. Well, you are a skinflint. But you are sitting on a mountain of cash, either made from this place.
Or made in your basement.
Or made some other way. You are a very rich man. You know, you heard about that guy who lived in like, kind of like you, eating ramen and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, Ed, who funded this place.
Oh, that, yeah, that guy. And he died with millions of dollars, and he looked, everybody thought he was poor. That's you.
I can refute that with hard evidence.
Ooh,
you are rich.
So, no,
you're personally
I'm refuting
rich.
It.
Oh. Refute.
So first of all, this place loses about 90 grand a year, so
oof.
There's no mountain of cash here.
Oof.
So this place,
that
we
hurts.
Have to find 90 grand every year to keep the lights on.
Well, if you find it, then you don't lose it.
Yeah, exactly. But if we don't find it, we lose it, right?
Right.
So we're always, you know, a gnat's bollock away from disaster here.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So that's item A, refuted. Item B... I actually aren't sitting on a mountain of cash. What I've done is I've had a cycle the last 15, 16 years where I will work like crazy, pulling 50, 60 hour
in
weeks.
In the private sector.
In the private sector / comedy sector. The comedy sector doesn't pay me, though.
Doing your act? People
no,
are paying
no,
you
doing this
gobs?
Bullshit,
oh, okay.
Right? So I will work in the private sector in the lucrative IT pharmaceutical market.
IT pharmaceutical, if anyone's hiring. Are you looking for hiring right now?
Nope, not right now. Because what I do is I save money like effing crazy. I scrimp and save every fucking penny I can get. And that will buy me a year of not working. Now, I'm still paying the mortgage and everything during that, and that's where all the money goes.
The mortgage on your home?
Yeah.
I figured that was paid off.
End of next year.
I would think you would have paid that off.
End of next year. Yeah. And we only paid it off.
20 years on that mortgage anyway.
Well, no, it was 30. Me and
no,
my
but you've already, you're already into 20 years on that thing probably.
Yeah, yeah, and the missus managed to refi it and get another 9 years wiped off. So end of next year. Boom.
That'll be nice.
Yes, that will be nice because then I'll be able to maybe do a year on year off until I, you know, fucking croak or retire or whatever.
Say what? You're going to do a year on year off? Oh, every
At
year?
One,
You're going to continue to do that? Who hires you for just a year and then rehires you?
IT contracts are for a year.
Yeah.
Now,
you're
normally.
Good. You're that good.
I was hoping. You're in demand. Yeah, I was hoping to do maybe 3 years, 1 year kind of split. But, you know, life being what it is and stuff, COVID and this and that and the other, it turned into 5 years, 1 year.
5 years on, 1 year off. Yep. So right now you're in the midst of the year off.
Getting towards the end of it, yeah.
Yeah, you going back to work soon?
Yep. Oh. I'll be down to the bones of my ass in a couple of months, and then I got to get back on the horse. I'm not going to totally refute the claim. There are times where if you look in my bank account, you'll go, wow, this guy's minted.
Yes.
But it don't take long.
It dwindles.
It dwindles very rapidly when you've got a mortgage millstone around your neck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got dual income, right? You're a DILF.
Nope. Mrs. is retired now.
Oh. Well, she's drawing something off of a... pension or 401k.
She didn't make that much money because she was in travel, but she was astoundingly smart with it, whereas I wasn't. So I pretty much up until the age of 40 was, you know, a earn it, spend it, earn it, spend
living
it.
Living hand to mouth, as they say in our country. Hand
yeah,
to mouth.
Well, yep. I wouldn't say that because if you're in IT, you're not living hand to mouth.
Well, some guys. Hand to mouth. Depends what you're doing in IT.
Well, hand to mouth to me is like a fucking coal miner who's, you know, emphysema and. You're not doing that in IT.
Well, you take anyone, you know, working in the service industry, minimum wage, retail. Blah, blah, that's
hand to mouth. Hand to mouth. That is hand
to
mouth.
Not coal mine necessarily.
Anyway, where were we?
I don't know. You know, this is a podcast about stand-up comedy.
Well,
right?
You fucking.
You went into your whole life story about. I just wanted to say you had a mountain of cash. You just say, yeah, I do.
I thought you were doing a clever segue with the emphysema thing.
No.
Oh, from the coal miner thing?
Yeah.
So I'm saying
the emphysema, yeah, we'll get into that.
It's
yeah.
partially true.
I know
sometimes I do have a mountain of cash. Other times, bones
well,
in my ass.
She'll be happy to hear this.
Okay.
Whenever she hears it.
Well, she'll be the only one.
On Wednesday.
But, yeah, well, this one will be a month. Yes. How many are we behind?
So it's basically I record, I go home, I edit, and it gets scheduled for a month. So we've got a month.
Month in the can?
In the can.
All right. Well, 3 weeks because we're taking away Andrew Santino because the.
That's published. That's right.
You already published that one?
It's not published. It's queued.
Scheduled.
I don't like that one.
I did remove.
Bits?
Your offensive bits.
I don't know. About me calling him a piece of shit?
No, I didn't remove that.
See, I feel bad about that. I don't know this man. I shouldn't be calling him a piece of shit.
You remember the Patreon?
Yeah, I remember that. You took that out?
I took all
that. Okay, that's good. But am I okay to be calling Andrew Santino a piece of shit, white supremacist? That could be considered libel. Not that this goes anywhere, but, right? Am I allowed to say that?
If some lawyer came to me and said, that's libel, take it down, I'd say, all right, I'll take it down.
Oh, that's all they do?
There's seven people already listened to it.
Yeah,
yeah. How does that work? Yeah, I was just going to ask the same thing.
I think when they sue for libel, you know, it's not just like you call me a twat. You know, like it's like you call me a twat in front of 10 million people.
Yeah.
You know, you put it in a newspaper with a circulate. There's a scale of, you know what I mean? So a podcast listened to by seven people
It's like if a tree falls in the woods
and
nobody hears it.
Right. Yeah, if you call Andrew Santino a piece of shit in the woods, nobody hears it.
Well, I still feel bad about calling him a piece of shit. I don't know him.
Well, you know? Back it out now.
Well,
here's your chance
right now.
To back it
Here's
out.
Here's my chance. Don't edit this. Andrew Santino, I want to say this to you. I don't know you. I watched your one special. I don't remember the name, White Noise. And I didn't care for a lot of the jokes. It seemed to be racist, misogynistic, punching down on marginal members of society.
You just doubled down.
No, I'm not done. But in calling you a white supremacist, I don't know that to be true. And I'm guessing you're not. And to say that you're a piece of shit, I don't think that. I want to take that back. And if you were coming into the show and sit down, I would apologize to you in person for those comments. Right. That said, I didn't care for your act. Yeah, moving on.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
You have to do that every week.
Yep.
All right.
I
never did my plea to my wife, but forget it.
I'm having another fruity.
Yeah, I can hear that. You love fruities. You got a sweet tooth. Not just chocolate you like. You like sweets. It's your downfall. Well, you can sit on a mountain of cash when you eat ramen and cheese sandwich every day.
Yeah,
exactly. Right?
That's how you save. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're like the British Susie Ormond. You know her? Yeah, financial person. Susie Ormond. Hmm. She'll give you all the financial advice.
What? She eats ramen.
I don't know, but she knows how to save
a buck. Doesn't eat Snickers bars.
Yeah. Well, she might.
Those are too pricey.
Those are pricey.
Like $1 a bar now.
Next week, I'll bring in all my kids' Halloween candy. We'll dump it on the table. Because right, they get too much of it.
Have we still got those goddamn things that he bought in the fridge?
That I bought?
Those gummy, the buttons. I'm pretty sure I tossed those.
Oh, the candy buttons?
Yeah.
Why'd you put those in the fridge? They don't need to be.
I put them in the freezer so that the fruit flies wouldn't be attracted to them.
Oh, did you open them and eat it?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. I opened, and I ate a couple of them and they were.
Who eats sweets that are nailed to a piece of cardboard?
I know, it's an old-timey candy.
I ate some paper, yeah.
I like old-timey candy. There's a cinnamon drop there.
Do you like blackjacks?
I don't. I like a Mary Jane. You like a Mary Jane?
You mean, is this some sort of Adam
Croce?
No,
that's a candy.
Is this some Adam Croce's bit?
No.
Little of that tea, huh? Little of that tea, little of that Mary Jane.
Yeah. I wonder if he's listening to our program. Well, I came in saying I didn't want to talk because I'm a little out of sorts, guys.
Why is that?
I have not made love in quite a long time. This
abnormal?
Was going to be my plea to my wife.
Okay. What, do you want a sound effect?
What? Yeah.
No, I was going to toss in the
oh, yeah, the sildenafil.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not why. I'm fine in that department. It's just something happened a couple weeks ago.
What?
My wife. I can't say.
Well, then why'd you bring it up?
With my wife. And since then, we haven't made love. We've had couple days where we're just not doing it. And
you're not going to tell us?
I can't.
Well,
can we do a game where we
guess? It has to do with her more than me. I'm fine. It's something to do with her, and it's driven a wedge in our
the assumptions that you're creating.
Yeah. So I know she's listening. This will be, 4 weeks after today. But if we're still not making love at this point while you're listening, I'm going to take this sildenafil, and I'm going to.
Are you going to abuse the Halloween pumpkin on the front porch?
Yes, I'm going to do something after I don't know what, but I'm going to take this enormous sildenafil lozenge, and you better run. Does that sound threatening? Can you threaten
a little bit?
You better run, wife.
Wow,
you better run. So please, I'm sorry for whatever it is that I did after the thing happened with you, but I want to make love again.
I know what he did.
I didn't really do anything.
Come on.
It has to do with her.
I know what he attempted to do. Let's put it that way.
You don't know anything about what I did. I just know that she's listening, and I love you very much. I want to be with you again.
All right. Beef. So Doug Stanhope.
Yes,
yeah,
so Doug Stanhope.
I was going to leave it as much silence as possible.
Yeah, leave it. Leave it. Did you get another haircut?
Do a crumply crumple. Yeah, mine was $22 plus
Borex, where do you
$5
go?
Tip.
Great Clip.
Great Clips or whatever it's called. No.
Over by the Jewel.
Yeah.
That one where you get the hot dogs. Did you get the hot dog today? Obviously not if you ate that
too
ramen.
Early.
Yeah. You head over there after this.
I had to come in to curate the clown painting, so I was in way too early.
I think we're on the same haircut cycle because this happened last time. You had just gotten yours. You, I think, maybe had just gotten yours, and I was about to get mine.
Like,
and I'm due for one.
Yeah. So right. You still go to that motorcycle mechanic?
Is this like a women thing?
So
like we're on. They have menstrual. Hey,
yeah,
sync
that's
yeah.
We
Our
have
hair.
Right.
Sync up.
Hair
sync.
I was getting towards. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. No, after I said on this podcast how much I was paying over there, I realized
he heard of it. And he got
no,
offended.
I just realized. It was, yeah, he did. Yeah, he's one of our 7 listeners. No, I went down the street to Aaron. He gave me a fade.
Oh, where's that at?
It's just like it's up the block over here. It's like just north of here on Milwaukee. I'm gonna go back too, but I'm gonna ask him this time to make it a little more subtle so I don't look as ridiculous as I did last time.
You see, you both have a full head of hair. You could do a flat top. Fucking go for it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah.
I prefer
maybe
to
it's
have a
worth
slap
it.
Head like you. No, low maintenance.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but imagine...
You don't have to think about
if
it.
If your missus is on the nest right now, so to speak, imagine
what, does that
what that's going to do.
Pregnant?
No, just, you know, game day is off.
If my wife is on the nest, that means she's gamey for sex?
No, not.
The opposite.
Oh, not. She's on the nest.
But if you walk in with a
she's
flat top.
She's up on blocks right now.
you walk in with a flat top, she's not going to be able to resist.
Think?
Yeah. Full
well,
kid,
maybe I'll talk to
a
about
kid
that
in
today.
Play height
I can't
flat
do that.
Top.
I don't have the hair for that. My hair is too fine.
You must dye your hair. You haven't got a gray hair on there.
No, well, neither do you.
I'm as gray as a badger. What are you talking about?
I didn't know badgers were gray.
I thought they were brown.
Yeah.
But
I don't see any gray hair at all.
You must dye your hair.
I don't dye my hair. I don't have any gray hair. Fuck, I think I
at
do.
50.
At 50. Yeah. I got a little here. Oh, look at my beard I got in here. I would Grecian that out if I was doing my hair.
Hmm.
If I cared about that. Speaking of 50, let's talk about today's comedian, Doug Stanhope.
Yay!
Beer Hall Putch.
Yep.
Pooch. Putz. Putch?
Putch.
Putch.
Putch. Putch.
Which is explained in the intro as something to do with Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Christian, I've got to know why you've chosen Doug Stanhope for us to watch.
That's a great question.
Especially on the heels of Andrew Santino.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't really know. I think somebody had brought him up recently, so he was just on my mind last week when we were doing this. And I thought, you know what? I've never watched a Doug Stanhope special. I have some friends that love Doug Stanhope. Mm. And will often imitate his style of comedy. Really? Yeah.
And they're all white men in their late 30s.
Actually, the two guys I'm thinking about are my two Mexican friends that
really
are, yeah, watch him. They love him. And they, you can tell when you talk to these guys, I mean, it's almost like they're doing his act.
Really?
When they're in the conversation. Yeah.
Well, this is 2013.
Yep.
You've chosen an oldie.
Yeah.
I imagine Doug Stanhope still working today and doing yep. well.
Yep. And I did choose this one particularly because I did, once I decided on Doug Stanhope, I did a little internet research, you know, went to Reddit, kind of like, what's his best special? Read all the comments, you know, everybody's got different opinions. And you just kind of like see like where the Venn diagram overlaps the most. And, you know, and you read about the specials and you're like, I think this is the one. Mm. So that's why this was the special out of his many.
He's got many. Filmed.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them out there.
Well, I was talking with Kyle Scanlon the other day and saying, well, you know, I got very few things left to do in comedy. And I thought about reaching out to Stanhope for our 25th anniversary celebration next year. So you've never done the Lodge. We're totally aligned philosophically. And then we both said, you know.
Wait a minute.
His fan base has got to be aging out at this point.
Wait.
Stanhope's.
You just said that the Lodge and Doug Stanhope's philosophies align?
Philosophically aligned.
So how was that?
Politically, and also, well, that's probably with me. But Stanhope had this great... Did you ever used to go to his website when that was a thing? So he would talk about, like, comedians stop being beholden to comedy clubs, rent a goddamn space, produce your own show, and keep all the money and stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's the punk rock ethos.
Oh, that philosophy.
That sort of philosophy.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's some of his stuff on stage that I'm, like, not totally aligned with, but it ain't a million miles off. But anyway, the whole point that I was trying to get to was we were feeling like, wow, his crowd is aging out, you know what I mean? I'm on kind of the high end age wise and like someone like Kyle is probably on the low end of that, but that's not a big window.
He's what, he's our age? He's,
I think,
58.
Yeah, 58 he is,
yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I think a lot of the youth of today, your early 20s, maybe, you know, early to late 20s, early 30s, they're not going to like Stanhope.
No.
No, I don't think so. Pushing. Yeah.
That's why when you said he's aligned philosophically with the Lodge, I was like, what? Not the Lodge's comedy. Not most of the comedy that's performed here. You wouldn't see someone like Doug Stanhope coming through here. That's why I was like, what? He, at least as performed here, maybe his act has evolved from this, but this is like one step away from the Man Show, right?
No, I'm going to disagree with that.
You think, okay, well, we can get into that, right? I found this to be very caveman-like. Now, there's some smart stuff maybe in here, but he takes some swings at folks in here.
Well, he takes swings at the far left. But I don't think he ever steps away from the left. I think he's on the left, but he's looking at people on the far left going, you guys are fucking nuts. And I think he actually talks about that. And the youth of today don't have a sense of humor or an openness to criticism.
They don't. That's true. That's true. Right.
Well, actually, I don't want to say that. That sounds a bit Seinfeld-esque. They do have a sense of humor, but they do not want to hear criticism of whatever viewpoint they're espousing. Yes. So he laces into the Occupy movement, thus staying his twit. And I don't think the youth of today would be like, no, we were doing something, blah, blah, blah. Instead of going, yeah, maybe he's got a point.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe, you know, if you were to choose a different title for the special, it would be Doug Stanhope, I Am Mean. Because he's another guy, at least to me, and maybe I'm in a, maybe because my wife and I have made love for a couple weeks, whatever, but I found Andrew Santino to be mean, right? And I'm watching this, and this guy's just mean, and I don't want to hear somebody be mean.
Are you sensitive?
I guess.
Yeah.
Like I did not like the opening bit about Jake, not the opening bit, but the one of the early bits about Jake LaMotta, the boxer, being 91 and being more or less in a vegetative state, right, and having dementia. And he really took a lot of shots at this poor old man and made fun of him for being, you know, incoherent and having dementia. But I thought that was mean.
But he's got that whole story about going to the play. That I thought was great.
You like that?
Oh, my God. I would love to do something. Like, I get the humor in that. You know, that's...
But he was criticizing the wife exploiting this husk of a man.
He was also kind of making fun of...
Yes, but he's also exploiting the man himself.
Him and his friends for being excited about hanging out with the guy. And of course, I mean, the guy gets there. He's 91 years old. And they're like, oh, shit. Well, yeah, we didn't really think this through. You know, he's just... I guess he put an eggplant on the couch. You know, you're not really hanging out with...
I don't know if this excuses it or not, but if you watch any Stanhope special, there is a thread throughout where he reiterates, I'm a stupid piece of shit. I'm a stupid... He never ever says I am better than you, because he always do you feel like this?
Yeah.
I've watched virtually all of his specials. I should
really
full disclosure, love Doug Stanhope from the get-go, but then I was like a Bill Hicksophile, and he was and he was the natural. He was like, everyone went, okay, Hicks is dead now, who's our guy? He's this guy.
Yeah, I don't like this kind of comedy.
See, but I guess there's a psychological aspect, right? When I was a kid, I was very much on the bottom social rung. Very much, you know, all of me and my mates were the bottom social rung of the social ladder. And for me, comedy is a weapon in a hand, right? And a lot of people don't want that. But to me, I'm like, yeah, comedy should be a sword, and you can use that sword
to fight back
against those on the social rungs above you, which for me was everyone. So mean comedy doesn't necessarily bug me. Like, I think mean comedy has been told to go away in the 21st century, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, but there's a quality to it. It's almost like there's something deeper than it's not just mean, you know? Like you're saying, a psychological thing.
Well, let's go to the bit that is probably has the most gravitas of all the bits in here. It's the one about his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And him assisted suiciding his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I wrote big across my notes, horrifying, that this guy's making light of the death of his mother, murdering his mother, sort of, in a way, right? She's sober, right? And he gets her drunk to die, right? While ODing her on morphine and making fun of her and all this. And I'm thinking, this is horrible. Just horrible.
It's another example, though, of how this comedy got him through it, though. You know, I mean, that's obviously a horrible and traumatic experience, but his sense of humor and looking at it through the comedic lens is what allowed him to...
So why was that wrong, and yet that guy that you fell in love with 2 weeks ago talking about getting the...
Caleb Heron?
Yeah.
I love Caleb Heron.
Caleb Heron did a thing about getting the phone call about his father's death.
Yes.
Not a problem. Not a problem, apparently.
That was
different.
That's way different. This guy euthanized his mother.
Yeah.
But she kind of euthanized herself, though.
I'm not saying euthanized.
But it was her idea, though. Like, she's the one that wanted to do it. He just I think he was a good guy for helping out.
For getting her drunk on her deathbed, taking away her clarity in that moment, in the final moments of her life?
No, she planned it. It was ahead of time. You know, he put the little bottles of booze there. He got her the pills, and he said, call me whenever it's not football Sunday.
Now's the time when you start drinking again, when you're about to die.
Yeah.
As you exit this world.
It makes sense.
It does?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It does?
Of course.
Is this because I haven't made love in 2 weeks? Is this
Maybe this is why you haven't made love in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe. Here's the other thing. I watched both these last two specials. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Oof, that could be it.
That's
maybe
rough
that's
too.
Not a time to watch comedy.
Yeah.
Right? I watched this one at 9:30, and that was still a little early.
In the morning?
Yeah.
I keep breaking them into two. That's problematic.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, you get two different. But I really think, and I know we've talked about this, the state of mind you're in, obviously, affects whether or not you like something. Maybe I would like this at a different time of the day if I had been making love, whatever, right? But I don't like it. And here's the other thing. He takes lots of shots at people who are sober. I'm more or less a sober person. Healthy. People are trying to live healthy. I'm doing my very best to live as healthy as I can. Vegans. I am a vegan, sort of. People who have kids. I have 4 kids. People who are religious. I am a devout Catholic. I know you don't like that about me, right? He's against everything I believe in.
You forgot to mention marriage, which
marriage,
you
right? Well, having
you believe
kids
in multiples of.
He's against everything I believe in. This guy is the scum of the earth. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, you're going to have to back this one
next
out.
Week. Yeah.
But allow me to espouse my theory as to your reaction to this.
Yeah, okay.
I wrote in big letters with 3 exclamation points afterwards. Nihilist.
Oh.
I think there's a little nihilism envy going on here.
That's I've been mischaracterized since the beginning of this program about
someone is standing on stage tearing these things down, and you're not doing it. And Bill's a little bit jealous.
Not at all.
A little bit jealous of the nihilism going on.
Yeah, because I thought this would be right up your alley.
No. God,
you know, he goes on for like 15 minutes about having sex with an NFL football player.
Oh, my. He's done that bit.
That was disgusting.
He did that in another special.
Did he? Was it filmed or was it an audio special?
Either I effed up and didn't recognize watching this one before. He's definitely had another special where he talked about running onto the American football field and raping a player and he talks about, oh, my big floppy gut, I'm like, it's not like Stanhope to repeat.
I don't know. This is the first I've seen. I mean, I remember him from back in the day and how, you know, when he came on the scene kind of. He did the Comedy Fest, right? He was part of that, right?
Actually, I skipped onto his, you know, he's got a new one out.
No.
And so he's got a new one out, and that's free somewhere. And I skipped onto that just to let the first 5 minutes run. And there was a picture from the Chicago Comedy Fest.
Really?
A montage of pictures that he put
really?
In. Absolutely. You might be in it. You might be in.
I might be in it.
You might be in that picture and therefore, by extension, in a Doug Stanhope special.
Hey.
There's something to think on.
Now, listen, I think of you guys as relatively smart, you know? This comedy, it's all about drinking. Oh, drink it. I love drink. I mean, could anything be more dumb than that? Oh, let's drink. What would it be sober in life if I could drink?
On the surface.
So dumb.
I don't like that bit, but I just blank it out. Okay, he's going to
football.
Be
it's like Meathead.
Yeah, that
it's
made me laugh.
It did?
Yeah, that's how I thought it was a repeat of the bit, because he has talked about being really into American football and going, don't fucking get into me about it. Everyone has one dumb, brainless thing
right.
they like, and this is mine.
Yeah.
He's talked about that before.
Yeah, and he does that whole thing as a bit, which I think is, he's not talking about football, saying football is great, you know, and
Yes, he is.
Well, he's saying it's great to him. He's not saying it's great and you all should agree with me. He's saying this is the dumb thing I do. We all, like Mark, I'm not going to repeat Mark. You know, he just said.
He says it's dumb. He said, acknowledges.
This is my dumb thing. You have a dumb thing too.
You call it my stupid.
And it's true. Everybody does. And you know, when you think about it, remember when everybody was saying sports ball for a while? Do you remember this? Oh, God. I thought that was so stupid. All of a sudden, it was very trendy to dislike sports and to act like I don't watch sports. I have no idea what, I don't even know what's going on. And these people would be at a bar watching a football game being like, oh, go sports ball, acting like they're so out of the intellectual realm of understanding what sports are that they don't even know what to call it. And it was a bit, and it was stupid. And that I used to think that too. Like, guys, you
know.
Whose
bit was it?
It was for the internet. It was like Reddit, you know, and Instagram or something. But yeah, it's like the same people saying that. I mean, I was always thinking the same thing. Like, you have your thing that you like that I don't understand, you know? And I don't need to understand it. You can go like that thing. You know, I'm not going to walk in and call it a different name. So, you know.
I think when you're a teenager, you're like, if I don't like it, it's wrong. And then as you age, you're like, yeah, we've all got stupid.
Right?
Shit.
Yeah. This is my stupid thing. You got your stupid thing. Bill, what's your stupid thing?
That I like to do?
Yeah.
Oh, your American football team is resurgent.
Yes, oh yeah, are. Yeah.
I like football. I just don't like the way this guy talks about liking football or liking drinking or what. This is dumb. You know, it's dumb. I just thought it was done.
Should I leave that in?
Yeah, leave it.
Yeah.
I knew you'd break first.
I think less of you guys now for liking this. You guys are meatheads if you liked it. This is like,
what is it?
Joe
say?
Rogan meets who else is a jerk? Andrew Santino.
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla, early Jimmy Kimmel, Man Show, idiotic junk.
Should we get straight to the vote then?
I thought you were really going to like this.
Really?
Yeah.
In fact, I wrote, if I have to keep watching comedians like these, meaning this guy and then the last guy, I'm out. I'm done. I quit the show.
You threaten this every week.
If at the end of this show you pull out some other guy, that I feel like we're in a stretch of like the jerks of comedy.
And yet it's both white male straight comedians that you had demanded we stick to.
No,
before.
I was being facetious when I said that.
Didn't see a lot of irony, facetiousness
it
in the comments.
Facetious. It's facetious. You know my favorite comedian is Caleb Heron. Right? So, but you know that.
Who is only two of those three things, so yeah.
So, well, I can't take it. I can't take another comedian like this. All right, it is
the jealousy thing, isn't it?
No, it's
it
not.
It is. Yeah. He totally jealous.
No,
right.
It's not.
There's no other reason for you not to like
this. Let's do Dice Clay.
If I'm this No, if I'm this kind of comedian,
you
then
fucking love Dice Clay.
I don't love Dice Clay. Ironically, I do.
Ironically,
but not really.
But that is.
I like him in an ironic way.
Either you like him or you don't.
No. Yeah.
No, then I don't.
We're not 23 years old anymore, Bill. We can't be liking ironically.
Why not?
We either like yes or like no.
It's binary.
Yeah.
Doug Stanhope did one of my favorite jokes ever because I tried to think of a way to frame up what he said for years and couldn't. And then I watched one of his specials and he came up with this. The whole bit is the music of today doesn't suck. The movies of today don't suck. Your life sucks now and you equate them. So all these old farts going, we had proper music back in my day. No, you were getting laid, having a good time and had no commitments. And therefore you equate that music being good to the other goodness. The music sucks now because your fucking life sucks now. And I, for years, I'd been trying to like, and then boom, there it is, Stanhope, framed up, delivered, perfection.
Oh, he said that?
Yep.
I thought you were saying that I don't like this special because my life sucks now.
Well, that's actually, yeah, that. Now if we back it, if we back it in, we're now that you mention it. That could be a whole thing because you and I had the same trajectory, right? Grew up loving comedy, devouring it, worshipping it.
Yes.
And then just same point, down the other side of
yes,
the hill.
Yes, but you continued operating a comedy club.
We've been through this. It's political.
And I went into ICE.
And your my solution was keep the good bits, keep it going. Your solution, of course, was nihilism. Destroy it.
Yeah.
That's where we branched.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Should we do the vote and then find out who's next?
I guess.
Well, how many minutes?
Oh, we're at 51 now. Oh. Almost 52.
All right. This is very, very special. Could wow. be the specialist thing.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What? I don't even know you. Whew. I can't believe it. I thought you were going to agree with me. Well, you seem to like it
actually,
too.
Yeah, I liked it. It's special.
I don't think it's his best work, though. Funnily enough,
that's what the research I saw said. It was like it might not be his best special, but I liked the fact that it was shot where it was shot too. We didn't talk about that. It was shot in like a it was like a handheld camera in like a small theater.
Dante's in Portland.
Yep, Portland. Was it Oregon?
Yeah.
Or the other Portland.
And then no, because he kept talking about Occupy.
Yeah, it's Oregon.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about the outfit he had? Like a fucking oh, yeah. Tony Clifton lounge singer. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? White shoes?
Yeah, he does that of late. I don't know why. Yeah.
And then the sipping the drink out of the straw. Please.
Does that bother you when people drink yes. out of the stir stick? Yes. Yeah, it bothers me too. It always has.
Yes.
It's a stir stick. It's not a straw. Stop drinking out of it.
Do you think Doug Stanhope is a nice guy? You know him a little bit, right? Is he a nice fellow?
No, I don't know him at all, actually.
Oh.
I know a lot about him because I used to go... He was like one of the early comedians of like, okay, I need web presence. And he used to have this baiting and trolling section of his website that had me fucking in tears of laughter. Where he would bait these like pedophiles into a chat room. And like get them all wound up and then just eviscerate them. He had a book. He did write a book about his mom's death, though, right?
I don't know.
Euthanized her?
Yeah, I think he wrote a whole thing about the experience of her.
Yeah,
her
he must
deciding
have.
She wanted to die and right. him sort of assisting.
I read that he had to wait. It was just like he said in the special. He had to wait for the statutes of limitations
credit
to.
Card.
Yeah, to admit credit card fraud.
I doubt he did that.
See, I didn't agree with that. That's the one thing in the special I didn't agree with.
Him doing credit card fraud?
Credit card fraud is not a crime against the people running credit cards. They're just going to jack up their rate. So it's not a victimless
crime. It's a crime against
crime.
Humanity.
Yeah, it's a crime against everyone. Mm-hmm. It's like shoplifting. You know... My dad once sat me down. He goes, like, shoplifting's really bad. And if I ever fucking, you ever get caught doing it.
Because it raises the prices for me. That's why?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How about it's morally wrong to steal?
Well, yeah, but that was just a way of framing it up. Yeah. So I didn't agree with the credit card fraud bit. I was like, nah, come on, dude. That's a crime against the working class. Shouldn't do it.
How about how he says, you guys who love this guy, I hate fags Jewiness. And then he says, I Jewed up with my lawyers.
Yeah, that I.
Are you
I,
okay
I,
with that kind of talk?
I had written down. Is he
You
Jewish?
Guys apparently are okay with that kind of talk. Yeah. I don't know how I could sit in a room with you guys. And I'm a little left of center, but not, you know, I'm not the wokest guy in the world. You guys are fucking unbelievable.
Do you
that shit? Come on, throwing that stuff around. What do you walk out? You throw the N word around too.
I think, yeah, context. I'm just going to throw the word context. Do you remember when the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing kicked off?
I love Amber Heard.
Do you remember when Amber Heard, Johnny Depp kicked off?
Yeah, I watched the whole trial. I answer anything. I know everything about it.
Do you know who spoke out in defense of Johnny Depp? You're going to love this.
Doug Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope, who is a close personal friend of Johnny Depp, spoke out and
that
said...
That tells you everything.
And said,
Johnny Depp's a
piece
of
watched
shit.
This woman take this guy to the cleaners, lying and exploiting and putting him in a mental home, more or less. That's interesting to me.
I was on Team Amber.
Doug Stanhope is friends with Johnny Depp. How cool is that?
Not. Because Johnny Depp is a scumbag.
Really?
And he...
I thought that wasn't he exonerated?
What did the court case say?
He raped Amber Heard with a wine bottle.
What
allegedly.
How did the court case... Allegedly. Yeah, now you're going to have to walk that back.
Yeah, I said allegedly. That's what Amber Heard condensed. I'm on Team Amber. Give me one of them razzles.
You're going to eat more candy?
I want to go out with a razzle.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I just seemed to side with Amber Heard during that whole trial. She was much maligned, and I felt unfairly due to the enormous celebrity of Johnny Depp. It's like people who were on O.J. Simpson's side. It's like, come on.
I don't know.
Murderer.
I don't really follow celebrity trials because why do you even
follow that one?
No, I didn't. I was just interested when Stanhope posted this on his website, and I'm like, wait, Doug Stanhope knows Johnny Depp that well?
Well,
how does that?
How do you
happen?
Know he knows him that well? Maybe he was just speaking out.
No, he said, "Well,
my good friend Johnny Depp."
Yeah, I mean, he qualified.
Maybe this is the other reason why I don't like
him. I think Johnny Depp's a big comedy fan because he once appeared in this British show called The Fast Show. Just out of the blue, his agent called them and said, can you put Johnny Depp in a sketch? And they're like, what the fuck? I mean, this is 90s Johnny Depp.
Really?
When biggest film star in the world.
In the 90s?
And he's asking to appear in a BBC Two comedy sketch show.
Mm. Here's the other reason not to like Doug Stanhope.
Or Johnny Depp.
Not Johnny Depp. Doug Stanhope horribly mistreated legendary Chicago comedian Brian Petrofka.
This is going to have to be Patreoned.
Why?
It's kind of getting into the he said, she said world, isn't it?
Libelous?
And the candy.
Oh. All right, forget it. I want to say I love Brian Petrofka. One of the greatest comedians to ever live.
What happened?
I don't remember, but he was mad at Stanhope. He kicked him off his Comedians of Comedy tour.
Probably just because Brian was so well behaved and so sober that he felt like he no longer fitted in with the rest of that tour. I'm guessing.
I don't know the details.
It was probably his commitment to sobriety that got him kicked off.
Brian Petrofka is my friend, and I support him. And if he tells me Doug Stanhope mistreated him, I support my friend.
I'm willing to hear both sides.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get Stanhope. When you get Stanhope for the 25th, when is that?
It's like next year, but really? I don't think I'm going to do it. Because like
you got to do something. No, let's do. Yeah, you get all the big heads back for this.
I don't think, nah.
What?
I think it's if I get Stanhope, it's kind of like a personal jerk. It's kind of like a self-indulgence.
I don't think you get him, but you bring back all the old heads, like the big names.
Yeah.
But, for the 25th.
We've been through that, why that isn't going to work.
Yeah. Well, you get some lesser names, like Carl Kozlowski or Adam Krosius, Stu Goffman.
Matt Blinzey.
Mitch Manzi.
all of your little faithful followers. Do they still write to you, dear Uncle Bill?
Nope.
Please validate my comedy. You're the
I wish
only
they
one
did.
That
I,
gets it.
Yeah, I wish they did. Wish they did. All right. Well,
Kid Scurry.
Kenny B.
What happened to Kid Scurry? He seemed fairly.
Kid Mizey.
Scurry seemed fairly committed to it, like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
John Burton.
Yeah.
T. Glover.
Yep. Well, they weren't your...
Diamond J.
They
Harris.
Weren't your... I'm talking about Family your disciples.
No, I don't even know who most of those people are. I'm just...
I committed them to memory.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. All right. Well, two thumbs up, one thumb down. You didn't ever say, but...
Yeah, I did. We don't you said it was special.
Yeah, you think it's special. Yeah. All right. Who are we reviewing next week?
Next
Michael
week,
Richards?
We are doing Joe Rogan. No, I'm joking. You know, before...
Adam Carolla.
When the Stanhope special ended on YouTube, you know how they'll play something automatically next? This is not who we're doing, but have you heard of a comedian named Chris Porter?
No.
Okay.
God help me.
Oh, God. I only saw the first bit, just for your own amusement and entertainment. If you want to... You know, sometimes it's so bad, it's almost good.
Well, hang on. We're not allowed to criticize the comedians anymore, according to Bill.
I'll apologize next week, though.
Walk it back. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Don't worry.
I'll have a whole apology statement ready.
All right.
Anyway, Chris Porter, I don't know what the special was called, but watch the first 30
This
seconds.
Is what we're doing next week? Chris Porter? Somebody came out of the algorithm?
I just said not doing him. I started this by saying we are not doing
Chris. All right,
well,
then
Chris
you kept
Porter.
Talking about it.
Right.
How about this?
I want to drive my point home.
I'm not expecting this to be the person, but my wife really likes this Leanne Rogers. You heard of her?
No.
Oh, my God. She's all the rage. She's a 60-year-old woman that is just tearing up the circuit. She's been doing comedy since 1998 and is now finally hitting her stride.
She's not like from the South and
tells
it like it is.
Yeah, yeah, you heard about her?
Blonde hair. No.
Yes.
I've heard about her for the last 30 fucking years.
Is she the one, she wasn't a comedian and then like she wrote a book or something, now she's a comedian?
I don't know.
In her
My
sick,
wife
like, she
won't
just took,
stop talking. Up.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about if it's the person I'm thinking about.
Leanne Rogers. Mm.
Brett Butler for the 21st century.
Brett Butler. Yeah, that's who she is.
I met
so you
Brett
know her.
Butler.
You did?
I know Brett. I met Brett Butler, not Leanne Rogers.
Yeah. Save that for after show.
Yep.
All right, who's it going to be there?
We're going to do Michael Shea's 2016 special called Michael Shea Matters.
Michael Shea or Michael Che?
Isn't it? Oh, it's not Shea?
I think it's Che.
Well, let's do the
like
Che one.
Che Guevara.
Either way.
Michael Che, that guy?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That fella, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think of that?
What's it called?
Michael Shea Matters.
I might have seen a Michael Shea one.
I think I've seen this one before too, and I remember.
I don't know if it's this one, but
I remember being pretty.
All right. Well, at least he's not white.
At least he's not white.
That's a good starting point. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Michael Shea Matters next week.
And hearing the jacket zipper means that's the end.
You can hear it on the thing.
Yep.
That's not a Harrington.
No, I had to put the Harrington away. It's too cold.
Too cold, yeah.
Yeah. All right.